Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 17th October 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti. Have a listen, please.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a very special bhajan. This is a bhajan that every Sai devotee loves to sing. Every Sai devotee sings heartily, and if there is anyone who is not aware of this bhajan, they should learn it as soon as they can. The first line of the bhajan is Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam.
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम् दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम्.
So this is how this bhajan flows, and we'll spend time understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan, the tune, the lyrics, the beat, and in the end, before you listen to the final version of this bhajan, you will listen to a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University from Sikkim. He will be sharing his thoughts on what this bhajan signifies. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Manasa bhajare guru charanam dustara bhavasagara taranam. Guru Maharaj, Guru Jai Jai, Sai Nath, Sadguru Jai Jai. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Nama Om. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shivom. Om Karam Bhava, Om Karam Bhava, Om Karam Bhava, Om Namo Baba.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, let's move on and learn how to sing this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F sharp pancham. Manasa bhajare guru charanam.
Manasa bhajare guru charanam.
Manas bhajare guru charanam.
Manas bhajare guru charanam.
Dustar bhav sagar taranam.
Dustar bhav sagar taranam.
Dustar bhav sagar taranam.
Dustar bhav sagar taranam.
Guru Maharaj, Guru Jai Jai.
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 Sai Nath Sadguru Jai Jai.
Sai Nath Sadguru Jai Jai.
Satya Sai Nath Sadguru Jai Jai.
Satya Sai Nath Sadguru Jai Jai.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ.
ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ.
ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ.
ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ, ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ.
ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ, ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ, ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ, ಅರುಣ ಶಿವೋ.
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 ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ.
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ.
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ.
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ.
ಮಾನಸ ಭಜರಿ ಗುರು ಚರಣಂ, ದುಸ್ತರ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ತರಣಂ.
ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ನೆಕ್ಟರಸ್ ಭಜನ್ which started the Sai Bhajan movement. Every Sai devotee is probably familiar with this beautiful simple tune. But like in every composition, there is so much more for us to learn. There is so much more for us to do to attain perfection. There is so much more to discover, even though it sounds so simple. And Brother Aniruddh, he is here with us to share his thoughts on this sacred tune and his tips on how we can sing this flawlessly. So what is the raga behind this bhajan, Anirudh?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As you rightly said, the very historic bhajan movement started with this wonderful bhajan. And first of all, we feel very fortunate to be part of this bhajan group and bhajan classroom. If Swami would have not sung this bhajan and started the bhajan movement, I think the entire humanity is missing a part of, I can call it, maybe musically it may sound separate genre. If you see spiritual angle, he has given us such a powerful tool for sadhana. And many times in discourses he has said that if at all we are not able to do meditation and other techniques, at least the nama sankirtana or the bhajan singing, which he emphasized, and he gave us so simple, in simple way, four-liner namavalis with first speed, second speed, with a very simple tune. And he started the bhajan with a very simple, simple tune, as you said. Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam is, it can be sung by anybody, even a Balivika's group, one kid can learn and sing this bhajan. He made it so simple. And coming to the simplest of the ragas is Shankaravarnam, as all nursery rhymes and many other simplest bhajans are composed in that. So if you see in this bhajan, maybe the second and the third line, it has a flavor of Yaman, which is the Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music. Nere ga ma pa dhani sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa ni re ga re sa. Guru Maharaj, Guru Jai Jai, Sai Nath Sadguru Jai Jai. So all these lines give that Yaman touch to the bhajan. And when you move forward, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah. So there the Shuddha Ma is also coming, which is, as discussed before, the Bilaval. So it has a combination of the seven notes of Bilaval along with the Yaman usage, that is Ne Re Ga Ma Ga Re. So there are variety of ragas which combines the Shuddha Ma and the Tivra Ma in the family of Yamans, like Yaman Kalyan, Hamir. Without complicating it, I think this bhajan would be largely based on a mix of Yaman and Bilaval, as I said before, or you might call it Yaman Kalyan, because it doesn't fall purely into a raga, as it is not a pure composition. Even Swami has sung a bhajan which doesn't fall exactly into a particular raga. That leaves so much of a message to us that every composition need not be in strictly particular raga based. It is up to the feeling and the bhava which comes out of the composer that connects every devotee to Swami. So when we do the swaras, each line, we will know the proper tune of the bhajan and how to play the bhajan in various musical instruments.
Krishna Govinda Narayana Keshava Radhika Ramana Madhava Jayaranga Deva Govindeti Sada Snanam Govindeti Sada Japam Govindeti Sada Dhyanam Sada Govinda Kirtanam Sita Rama श्री रघुरामा दाशरथे जय रामा।
I think there are many more bhajans like these, which are Bilawal plus a touch of Yaman, right?
Yes.
So we'll do the swaras?
Yes. So let's take the first line.
Manas bhajare guru charanam sa 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 nirisanida sa 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 nirisanida dustar bhav sagar taranam nere re gagari gama parire gari sa nere re gagari gama parire gari sa guru maharaj guru jay jay papa maga pa madha pa maga papa maga pa madha pa maga Sai Nath Sadguru Jai Jai.
I think same way.
Ni re ga ga ri ga ma pa re re ga ri sa. Ni re ga ga ri ga ma pa re re ga ri sa. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Sada Sari Ga 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 Ma Ga Ri Ri Ga Ri Sa 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 Sari Ga Ri Sari Ri
Sada sare ga 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 ma ga re re ga re sa 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 sare ga re sare re
And the next line
Arunachala Shiva
follows the same set of swaras and the last line
Omkaram Bhava Omkaram bhava omkaram bhava om namo baba
Though the swaras we discussed is for the standard version of the bhajan but I remember many times Swami used to as God himself he sang many versions of the same bhajan probably at the end of discourse
Manas bhajare guru charanam दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम गुरु महाराज गुरु जय जय साईनाथ सद्गुरु जय जय
Probably would have heard this version
yes,
too.
Yes.
There are many such versions which when Swami sang at the end of discourses.
Or during the discourse.
Yes.
So we can stick to the standard tune when we are singing in the bhajan sessions.
Yes, so we stick to the lyrics Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam and many people sing as one line in various samitis Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dustara Bhava Sagara Taranam as one line. It is up to, I think when we follow what Swami sang after the discourses, whatever he sang the version. So in that Swami has sung it split Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Next line is Dustara Bhava Sagara Taranam.
I think it'll be easier also, otherwise the line would become
exactly,
too long.
Exactly, yes.
Yes. And it is the usual 8 beat, isn't it?
Yes, the simplest of the beat, the simplest of the raga.
Yes.
So, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have a small demo for the percussion. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Manas bhajare guru charanam
Manas bhajare guru charanam
Dostar ತೃಪ್ತರ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ತರಣಂ
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh, Anand and Gokul.
Thank you, Vishwa. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. It's time now to spend the rest of this session understanding what this bhajan conveys. And we will do this through a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso. Brother Sonam Gyamso was not only a singer in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan during his student years, but after that, he has been very active in the dissemination of the Sai Bhajan movement all over India and the world. So here is a conversation with him. Sai Ram, Brother Sonam, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Vishu.
We are really very fortunate. Bhagwan has today given us a bhajan, which is at the foundation of all the Sai Bhajans. It is the bhajan which started off not only the Sai Bhajan movement, but the very Satya Sai mission.
Yes.
And as I sing this bhajan, I cannot but
recollect.
Absolutely. Recollect the time, recollect the ambience, recollect that historic setting in Urvakonda.
Yes.
Where Bhagwan gifted this to humanity.
At the age of 14.
At the age of 14, yes.
When most of the people at that age are just playing around and being just children.
Yes.
Bhagwan was playing the role, manifesting the role of a universal teacher.
Yes. So that morning he goes to the school. On the way, the collar pin falls.
Yes.
He returns from the school.
And then there is a search.
Yes.
Everybody gets involved in searching, looking for the lost pin. And then they walk back.
Yes. Swami says that the pin has fallen, so Maya is gone.
Yes.
And to me, that is very, very symbolic.
Very symbolic.
That gold representing everything material of this world.
Yes. All material possessions represented by the gold.
Yes. And in fact, at that point in time, Swami even cries, saying that this is fallen, and his brother...
Just a moment back.
Yes. Just a moment back, yeah. Yes.
And the right, appropriate time has to come.
Yes.
When he has to make the declaration. And then everything changes, the whole setting changes.
Yes. Absolutely.
His demeanor, everything changes. And there is a radiance on his face.
Absolutely. He comes back home, drops the books, and then makes the declaration. My devotees are calling me. I am no longer your Satya.
Yes. Sudden renunciation. A great act of renunciation, though God doesn't renounce anything.
Yes.
But a beautiful way to manifest the power of renunciation, the beauty of renunciation.
In fact, when I had the chance to go to Urvakonda and actually see the house where Bhagwan had lived.
You're so fortunate you went there.
It actually moves you. It moves you to sorrow, which touches the deepest core of your being, because you feel why Swami has to stay in such a rudimentary facility.
Yeah.
The house just has two or three rooms, barely, and they are just 6 feet in width, and just a narrow house, one room after another, like railway bogies. And it was not only Bhagwan, it was the family of Bhagwan's brother.
Sheshmaraju.
Sheshmaraju and his wife. Venkamma Garu also used to live there. Swami used to live. They have to have a kitchen. And the roofing was so pathetic. They just have wooden rafters as roof. Hmm. And whenever it rained, they have to quickly go and cover. Even if they covered, rain would always seep in. And once they covered, there would be no light. And I would always think, Swami, if he wanted, he could have chosen any other place to live.
Yes.
Why does he have to live in such a pitiable condition when he has
in abject
such
poverty.
A huge yeah. mission ahead.
Yes.
See, when we have little things to do, we have to write our board exam. For that, we want
such
so many
elaborate
things,
preparations.
Elaborate preparations. We want, you know, this should be perfect in the house. This is the way the mother has to help us, the father has to help us, the sister has to help us, the brother has to
yes.
help us. So many things have to be put in place for us to complete one little exam. And here was Bhagwan at the age of 40. He on a mission to transform not just one or two individuals. He is on a mission to raise the consciousness of mankind.
Yes.
He could have chosen a little better place for himself. At least have a place where there is water. Where you don't have to go every morning and evening three times carrying pots of water. At least that he could have avoided. At least live in a house where there is electricity. At least live in a house where there is no water leaking if it rains. Basic.
Probably the deservedness of a devotee has other parameters in God's perception. Because these people, where Swami manifested, his avatar manifested, they were so deserving. And physical well-being or wealth, none of these things mattered at all.
So true.
What matters is the depth of your devotion.
Absolutely.
Your deservedness.
They were definitely so fortunate. The Bhagwan's family, and the playmates, the devotees, early devotees, I mean, they were the ones who had probably been praying for this for births together, to live with Bhagwan, to play with Bhagwan. But also at the same time, I think Bhagwan did it to show us that no matter what happens in life, no matter what is the pain, no matter what the adversity in life, we should never complain and make the best of the situation.
Yes, yes.
You can make the best out of the worst if only you have the right attitude. I think as a child, Bhagwan was showing that. You know, anybody can say that Bhagwan, he's God. That's why he did what he did. But the thing is, just like you see in the life of Rama, Bhagwan's life is an essay of how we should deal with situations in our life.
Yes.
And I think that is what he was trying to show us even before he declared his avatarhood.
Yeah.
There will be problems. And as an avatar, why did he have to take that trouble of drawing water and to such an extent that whole skin got thickened and dark? To that extent, why does he have to do that? Why did he have to do that? I think it is only because Swami himself said, I did it because then only you will learn the lesson of
yes.
tolerance,
yes.
patience, love. And let us not complain about little things. Because even when the avatar came,
to live a life
through.
Without any reproach, that's the most spiritual life.
Yes. And whatever be the problems, Bhagwan comes there to the famous Manasa Bhajare rock, the garden of Anjaneyalu. And then
that sacrosanct slab yes. of stone.
Yes, absolutely. And he sits there.
And then creates history.
Yeah. Absolutely.
By singing that song.
By singing that bhajan, and people come and gather. They see that glow on Bhagwan's face.
What might have been the radiance at that time?
Absolutely.
That mesmerized people.
That really mesmerized. And I think that's the reason why people just started coming and offering. We could see that he's absolutely otherworldly.
Could we say that Manas Bhajare Guru Charanam Dustar Bhav Sagar Taranam? Perhaps this was the first lyrical teaching of Bhagwan.
Yes.
The first sermon, you could say.
Yes.
Of Bhagwan at the age of 14.
Absolutely.
Exhorting all of mankind to sing the glory of the Guru and worship the feet of the Guru.
Yes. Because I think here Bhagwan is so clearly saying, as you very rightly mentioned, this avatar, he's clearly saying that music is the way.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he didn't choose a sloka. He did not choose to say something.
It's a lyrical poem. Yeah.
He did not want to chant. He wanted to sing.
Sing it out.
He wanted to sing.
Like Krishna did in Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
In Mahabharata.
Yes.
18 days of singing, you could
singing.
Call it.
Yes. And so, this was another celestial.
Celestial teaching in yes. terms of music.
Yes.
In the idiom of music.
Yes. And Swami is addressing the mind.
Manasa
Bhajare.
Manasa, yes, directly. Yes. I was looking at it from another angle also. Manas also is mankind.
Yes.
So it's an exhortation to not only the mind.
Yes.
Within.
Every person with a mind.
Every person with a mind.
Yes.
Who is a man?
Yes.
So mana eva manushyanam.
Yes.
So exhorting mankind, exhorting the mind to mind itself.
Yes. In fact, just today I was thinking about this word, mind, M-I-N-D.
Yeah.
And what occurred to me is M for mind.
Okay.
I-N in, T for divinity.
Wow.
If your mind is
in divinity,
then I felt there is nothing that can bind you.
Yeah. You are unfettered completely.
In fact, a beautiful three-liner came up this morning as I was thinking about M-I-N-D, mind.
Now, it sounds so interesting. If you are all the time living in divinity,
yes,
then the mind is taken care of.
Absolutely.
It's sublimated. Yeah, you were talking about the three-liner.
So what occurred was, if we have such a mind,
yeah,
where mind is always in divinity,
yeah,
if we have such a mind, happiness we will always find, and we will be an asset to mankind.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And yeah. I think that is what Bhagavan is telling, that
yes,
the only way for you to find happiness is just leave your mind at the feet of the Sadguru. And in no unclear terms, Bhagavan is telling you are all so fortunate that you have the Lord as Sadguru.
Yes.
For all of us. We don't have to go looking for a guru, because Bhagavan himself came as the master, teacher, guide, preceptor, holding our hands to take us to our ultimate goal.
In fact, I had an opportunity to ask Swami once, Swami, is it that we have to control the mind?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we control the mind? Swami said, you cannot control the mind.
Mm.
First, have you seen the mind? Then Swami said, first see the mind. Watch the mind.
Witness.
Witness the mind. And when you witness the mind gets sublimated. So the mindless state is not a state wherein the mind vanishes. It is one of the antakarans. It's your perception that brings about the big change. The way you turn inward or outward. So mind, if you look at it, it's the kingpin.
Yes.
Of all the senses. But then if you look at it from the intellect point of view, it's also the intellect.
Yes.
The averse and reverse of the same coin.
Yes.
So don't try to control the mind, sublimate the mind.
Yes. We cannot eliminate the mind, but we can channelize the mind.
Channelize the mind. So manas bhajare.
Guru charanam. Channelize
tie it. Channelize it. Tie it to the post.
Yes.
Tie it to the guru's lotus feet.
Yes.
What a beautiful sublime state. And this also makes me think that it's an aphorism.
Yes.
I don't consider this only a lyrical poem or a song, but it's basically a mantra, a maha mantra. And this type of aphorism is the sum and substance of all that we try to learn in the Vedanta, in Bhakti Vedanta. Just tie yourself to the feet of the
yes,
of the master, and then you don't have to worry at all.
Then, dustara bhavasagar, even if the ocean that you have to traverse,
yeah,
is humongous, is vast, dustara bhavasagar.
Very difficult.
It might seem difficult.
Yeah.
But once
Seemingly difficult.
Yeah. Once you have the feet of the Lord, you can easily cross.
Easily cross the ocean. Yeah. The ocean of life.
Ocean of life.
Yeah.
Ocean of worldly existence.
So Vishu, I used to wonder, did Swami sing the whole entire song at that time?
Mm.
Manasa bhajare, the way we sing, Guru Charanam, Dustara Bhavasagar Antaranam, Guru Maharaj, Guru Jai Jai, Sai Nath, Sadguru Jai Jai. And you rightly pointed out that definitely he sang the whole song.
That is what I would want to think, because
yes,
at that point in time, people were not aware of who is this Sai. And the only reference point Bhagavan was giving at that point in time for their understanding is the Shirdi Sai Avatar.
Yeah.
That is how Bhagavan used to materialize pieces of Kafni, Shirdi Sai's robe.
Yeah.
Swami would materialize pictures of Shirdi Sai. Swami would give indications to devotees who were devoted to Shirdi Sai that he's the same one who has come again. He would say something to them that he had told them in his Shirdi Avatar. So that is how Swami was establishing that connect in the minds of people. And I would think this is what is conveyed in the fourth line, Guru Maharaj, Guru Jai Jai, Sai Nath Sad Guru Jai Jai. Because, you know, everyone referred to Shirdi Sai as Sai Nath.
Sai Nath. Yeah.
And as a guru, everyone considered Shirdi Sai as a guru.
Yeah.
Because he was like a fakir, he was like a ascetic.
Yeah. And the song is seemingly, when you look at it, when you listen to the song, it's so simple.
Yes.
And yet very profound.
Absolutely.
It's one of the simplest bhajans.
Hmm.
But it's the mother of all bhajans.
I think that is very significant what you mentioned. It's one of the simplest bhajans, at the same time the mother of all bhajans.
Yeah.
And I think telling us that bhajans have to be simple.
Yes.
It's the first bhajan Swami sang. And given that it is so simple, Bhagwan is perhaps telling that this is how I want Sai bhajans to be.
Yeah.
All should be able to join.
Exactly.
It should be simple. People should be able to follow. It should be bhajan done together.
Yes.
And you have three lines in the same tune.
Yes.
Like a dhun. Om Namah Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Om Namah Shivaya.
Yes.
You know, it's the same tune. So the tune cannot get simpler than this. So Swami is telling, spirituality also should be communicated in such a simple manner. And people should take to it as fish takes to water.
I don't tire of telling people, sharing this with friends that, you know, on one occasion Swami said, my name is simple, my form is simple, my tenets are simple. So Swami said, Sai is simple, adorable, and informal.
Oh, is it?
He said that, and he himself gave the acronym of Sai as simple, adorable, and he said, whatever I look so simple. My form is so simple. Look at the other forms, Swami said. They look pretty complex, even for an artist to draw. But it's very easy to draw Satya Sai.
Yes.
Because right from, you can well imagine how simple is his form. And then his name is so simple. And he said, my tenets are so simple because all the naughty Mahabhashas and all the difficult texts and scriptures, he has completely simplified them.
Yes.
And given them to us in just simple aphorisms like Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam, Dustara Bhav Sagar Taranam.
Absolutely.
That much is enough to understand in life. What else is required?
Absolutely. And if you look at the last three lines, Om Namah Shivaya, Arunachala Shiva, Omkaram Bhava. Many times people sing it as Omkaram Baba, but it is Omkaram Bhava.
Bhava.
Because you have another name of Shiva is Bhava.
Yeah.
And so you see, all the three lines are dedicated to the aspect of Shiva.
Shiva.
The principle of Shiva. And Bhagwan, in fact, later on announced that he's Shiva Shakti Avatar. So this was one moment where Bhagwan was declaring his advent. He was declaring who he is, because he was starting the Satya Sai mission, and in very unambiguous terms, Bhagwan is saying that he is Shiva.
And Shiva the destroyer. Shiva as a very universal abstraction.
Yes.
The destroyer, not only in name and form, but the principle that Shiva embodies.
Shiva is the destroyer of inauspiciousness.
Exactly.
And that is the reason why the word Shiva means auspicious.
Yes.
Shiva means the most pious.
Mangalya.
Mangalyam. Yeah. Yes. So the most auspicious thing that could have happened to the world in 1940 is this bhajan that emerged. You also have Om in this bhajan. Om Namah Shivaya Arunachala Shiva Om Karam Bhava. To me again, having the word Om in this very first bhajan is a beautiful way of communicating how, just like Bhagwan is the Om of the creation.
Yeah.
This bhajan is the Om of the Sai Bhajan movement.
Yes. He permeates the whole cosmos as Omkar.
Sai Bhajan movement started with Manasa Bhajare.
Yes.
So it is like, it is the Om moment for the Sai Bhajan.
Exactly. And in later times to come, people with imagination, again, that imagination doesn't come from you, from your ego. It comes from His grace. People started tuning the song, adding so many beautiful, beautiful words to the song.
Yes.
And so many beautiful songs germinated out of it.
Hmm.
Like the Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. in Shivaranjani, you remember?
Yeah.
And we used to sing those bhajans whenever we
Manasa bhajare Guru Charanam.
Yes.
So we used to sing it whenever we wanted to cry before him and feel completely supplicated.
Yes.
So we used to sing those tunes of the bhajan.
Absolutely. In fact, when I think about the simplicity of the bhajan, think about the words of the bhajan.
The profound meaning of the bhajan.
Meaning.
Yes.
It starts with very profound meaning. And again, Bhagwan is communicating to us that you don't have to do anything. In a way, I feel that the entire mission, the entire message of Bhagwan is encapsulated in two bhajans.
Yes.
One is this Manasa Bhajare and the other one is Hari Bhajana Bina Sukha Shanti. Everything that Bhagwan wanted to communicate is there.
Yeah.
This is the bhajan with which his mission started and that is the bhajan with which he always ended his discourse, his message.
In fact, the other day I was talking to Professor Nanjundaya. I went to his house and then he recollected. It was a beautiful recollection he shared with me. It seems he was alone with Swami. Mr. Chakravarti had just left, so he was left alone with Swami in the interview room. So he wanted to ask something. There was all the opportunity. So he asked Swami that, Swami, whatever you speak, is that the Gita? Swami said, what type of question is that? What I speak is the Gita. What I speak is the truth. Other than that, there is no other truth. That's what Swami told him. It was a fantastic affirmation that he received from Bhagwan. And even when he was telling me, he was so thrilled, he was so ecstatic when he was telling me this.
If only we understand this and assimilate this with full conviction, then we don't need to read volumes of literature. We don't need to spend hours of swadhyaya or contemplation. Just one line is enough. One message is enough because the entire ocean is filled in that one drop. The essence of the ocean is there in that one drop.
Exactly.
And I think that is how not only Manasa Bhajare, every bhajan is actually, every bhajan is that way, a Vedanta. And I think if we can take just this bhajan and keep singing and keep telling our mind, forget the world, just focus on Bhagwan, just focus on divine. Oh mind, the world is vine. Just focus on the divine.
Yes, yes.
Then I think there is nothing that can ever bind us and we will feel that ultimate freedom and happiness that Swami always wants us to live in.
Exactly. That's why whenever I sing this bhajan, for me, I feel that I am not only singing a bhajan, but it's a maha mantra that is binding me completely to him.
Yes.
It's a great mantra.
Beautiful. Every bhajan is only an aid for our sadhana and I think we should really be so grateful to Bhagwan for giving us such a beautiful, melodious aid so that we can just make this a part of our system just like we breathe so that this continuously go on.
Yes.
And every time the mind goes astray, it comes back onto the path till we become one with Him. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much.
Sai Ram. That was Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, a former student of Bhagwan's University and a very active member of the Sai Bhajan movement. Let us now listen to the final version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashant Nilay Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University.
Manasa bhajare Guru Charanam. मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम् दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम् दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम् गुरु महाराज गुरु जय जय Thank you.
Arunachal Shiva, Arunachal Shiva, Arunashivo. Omkaram Bhava, Omkaram Bhava, Omkaram Bhava, Om Namo Bhava. Guru Maharaj Guru Jay Jay Guru Jay Jay Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namah Arunachal Shiva, Arunachal Shiva, Arunachal Shiva, Arunashivo. Omkaram Bhava, Omkaram Bhava, Omkaram Bhava, Om Namo Bhava. Omkaram Bhava, Omkaram Bhava, Om Namo Bhava. Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam, Dustara Bhava Sara Taranam.
So with that, we come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. We offer this endeavor with humility and love at His lotus feet.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 17th October 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Radio Sai's Pishu Prushti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.